The former Washington State ferry Calacala, currently tied up in Tacoma, Washington, may have a new home soon. KMXT's Jay Barrett has more on the future of this historic ship, which spent nearly half its life as a cannery in Alaska.
The current owner of the Calacala, Steve Rodriguez, would like to restore the 276-foot ship to its 1935 Art Deco glory and make it a centerpiece on the waterfront of Port Angeles on Washington's Olympic Peninsula. But, he adds, there are other possible homes for the unique ship.
We have basically three sites that we have really, truly, effortlessly tried to gain some level of participation on. Of course, Coleman Dock, Pier 48 in Seattle will always be, you know, on the radar for the Calacala. Tacoma, there's a private piece of property there. And, of course, the city of Port Angeles is where it served, from Port Angeles to Victoria.
After retirement from ferry service, the Calacala spent nearly 30 years beached in Kodiak's Gibson Cove, serving as a fish processing plant. It was refloated and towed to Seattle in 1998 by Peter Beavis, who bought it from the city of Kodiak. The price tag to restore the Calacala is now estimated to be $11 million, a figure which has skyrocketed in recent years. But despite the number of dot-com billionaires in Washington State, Rodriguez says money is not what the Calacala needs most.
Why haven't Paul Allen stepped to the plate, or Bill and Melinda Gates? Those people give in their own way, and it's not the sense of needing $1 billion or a billionaire. It's the sense of needing a community, and that's immeasurable value. And it doesn't take $11 million. I could have done it for three. Prices of materials and just inflation have caused it to impact an increase in cost to $11.2 million. Now, that's just to get it beautiful.
One plan Rodriguez has for the ship is to replace its hull. The original hull came from a San Francisco Bay ferry called the Peralta, which burned to the waterline in 1933, upon which the Calacala's unique streamlined superstructure was built. He said the Peralta's hull could be put on display while the Calacala sails on a new one. With as many goals for the ship, it's obvious Rodriguez has a passion for the Calacala beyond it being a simple investment.
The beauty of the Calacala is its community. What it gave to the world at the time of the Depression was all about giving to people, and it's about community. And Kodiak is a part of the community of the Calacala. It's not about restoring the ship. The truth is the Calacala is beautiful from its story. And the truth is that history is facts. And our biggest accomplishment has been over the past years since left Kodiak is bringing it back to a sense of community and restoring the sense of community before we restore the ship. They should have never have disgraced it, nor shamed it, nor retired it. They should have honored it. They should have respected its history. It truly gave so much to so many, and it was abused.
Rodriguez says once the Calacala is seaworthy again, he'd like to sail it back to Kodiak for a visit. In the meantime, he's awaiting word on a $700,000 National Park Service Save America's Treasures grant to begin work on the ship. The Calacala was added to the National Registry of Historic Places in 2006. I'm Jay Barrett.